Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And we certainly welcome you to what is the final winter edition of Landscape Smart, where we meet monthly in the first Saturday of the month, because by the end of the month, we'll be in season.
Yes, can't wait.
We say good morning to two lovely ladies, Master Gardeners. Patty and Joe are joining us. Ron took the day off.
He's still in Florida, I hear.
Well, we're going to have nice weather here, so yeah. So there.
Yeah, so there. Like that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's right.
Anyhow, good to see you, ladies. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Those are the lines that are open for you. And the important thing this time of the year, I guess, more than anything else, is planning, huh?
Yes.
Planning. Yep,
We are currently in the planning stages of having our annual plant sale.
Now, there's a good plan.
Yes. There's good news.
That is. Cause last
Exciting for us, too.
Yes.
Because last year was kaput because of the virus.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we're working on getting it all set up.
We're not sure
which weekend in May, but it's going to be.
Excellent. Same location, probably?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cow Palace,
yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah. And
that's two years now. That's tough memory.
if nothing else, if it's not, you know, we can even accommodate you having it as a drive-thru. They can drive in and tell us what plants they're looking for, and we can bring them to the car, and they can check out, and drive right back out.
And for those who may not remember, what type of commodities do you have there?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
Lots of
vegetables.
Yes.
Lots of vegetables. Tomatoes, you name it. Any kind of tomato you would like.
And this year we're going to concentrate a lot on, like, the four packs. A lot of people were asking for those, so mm-hmm. we're going to concentrate more, having more of that. And annuals in four packs and also perennials. In the 4-inch pots at a very reasonable price, and we're going to try and have some of our good artistic vendors there too.
Be a lot of fun. Plus, people will still be socially distancing and be
right.
safe.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice. Last year, I think the issue was nobody knew anything about the virus and what to do about it.
Right, everything was just locked down and stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The world stopped.
The world stopped.
Basically.
Basically.
So it's nice that we can look forward to that, because I got to say some of the best tomato plants that I've ever had comes from that sale.
Wow. That's
great.
Good to hear.
You know, it's just the most productive, the most flocculent, just the best plants we've had have come from that sale.
Yep. Yeah. We have some really good, talented master gardeners and
that start them from seed themselves.
Mm-hmm. And they're known to be virus-free. A lot of times you can buy tomatoes in the store, and they can have latent virus on them. And you don't know it, and then you plant them. And as soon as you water them in, it releases spores into the soil, and you have problems from day one.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have that. 923-1450 if you have any questions, because these are the two experts that can certainly give you some guidance. And it could be indoor plants yet. It could be planting your garden,
pruning,
whatever.
Getting your gardens still. Cleaned out.
Yeah, this is
That's
with the snow
I'm
leaving.
I had heard on Facebook, which, you know.
You know it's fact.
It's factual.
Yeah, yeah.
That you really shouldn't clean up your garden until it's 50 degrees.
Reliably 50,
because you'll be cleaning out a lot of the good
beneficial insects.
Uh-huh.
Right.
They're sleeping in there. And if you take them and compost everything in your gardens before it's warm enough for those beneficials to get their start, you're killing all their eggs.
Ah, okay. That's the reason.
Yep.
And there's a lot of stuff in the garden crawling around that we do need.
Yes, definitely.
There's good bugs.
Yeah, some bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but, I saw a Japanese beetle in my house today already.
Oh my God.
It's just leftover and it's not something new.
Jeez, I had a few of them last year. That was the first time I've gotten those stinking things.
Are those what's known as stink bugs?
No.
No, those are different bugs.
Those, yeah. They look like ladybugs.
Oh, okay, those, okay,
but
yeah.
But they bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're thinking of Asian
lady beetles. Asian lady beetles.
Right.
Japanese are big and iridescent colored.
Oh, no, then it's not the Japanese one. It's the other
Asian
one.
Yeah. Lady beetles that the look Asian, like ladybugs.
That right.
Like almost.
Ladybugs. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Those
ladybugs don't like to eat us.
No.
But they still bite, too.
Like the Asian ladies.
Like, no, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
The Asian ones. They
oh,
bite.
Yeah, they nip. They want to see if you're tasty.
Mm-hmm.
They usually find out you're not.
You're not.
And not
but
what they're looking for.
But then it's too late.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're already bit.
But we had an infestation at our house of some good insects, but lots of bad insects. So you have to be careful of when you try and eliminate, because if you're spraying chemicals and the good ones are around, you could be harming those as well as getting rid of the bad ones. So
tough to fight this war sometimes.
Sometimes mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Feuda, I don't know if he's the director at the Centennial Garden in Madison. He gets rid of his Asian beetles by using a hand vac.
Yeah.
Really?
He hand vacs them off or up, and then he dumps them in a pail of sudsy water.
That's a good way to do it.
Hmm.
I thought,
he must have a lot of them if he's vacuuming.
Well, he's got a whole Centennial Garden.
Yeah, he's probably got a lot of them.
If you're looking for gardens to go to, that one is not huge, but it's really nice. It's right on the Madison campus by the lake.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful garden.
That's open year-round, or?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
About that.
But coming
once
up soon,
gets
I would imagine.
Warmer, yeah.
Yeah. 923-1450. Lines are open if you have any questions or comments or looking for some ideas. Ladies are here with those for you.
Now is the time to prune your roses and shape up your shrubs.
The question we get, before you even move on from that, we get these questions every year when the show starts for real. When do you remove the rose cones if you've got covered? You're talking about pruning them, and a lot of people still cover their roses.
That's not good. Rose cones are very bad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
People still do it. I see them all over.
Yeah.
You don't need to. No, and any good rose does not need those.
Even the tea roses do not need those.
You are causing an environment in there that once it starts getting warm and then goes back to cold in the winter,
mm-hmm.
you can kill a lot of roses with a rose cone because it heats up in there and the rose actually develops mold. And you can kill your rose bush. So
don't use them in the future if you're using them now.
Right. So I just pruning. Mulch them heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyhow, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought that was the perfect time to ask that question.
Yeah.
But pruning them, what are you doing? Just cutting off the stuff that's dead, or are you shaping?
In this time of year,
mm-hmm.
you're cutting off what's dead and shaping at the same time.
Ah.
If you do pruning in the fall, you always have to do it again in spring. And a lot of times pruning in the fall will cause more dieback. So I never do fall pruning unless it's something completely overgrown. And this is the best perfect time of year to do it.
So we have something to do.
Just don't prune the bushes
that flower in
that
spring.
Are going to be flowering in spring. Don't go
pruning
those lilacs.
Uh-huh.
Yep, you won't have any blossoms.
Or forsythia.
Forsythia.
And right. The best time for those is after the bloom, right?
After they bloom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you do it now, you'll go a year without.
Yep.
You'll mm-hmm. have a good shaped bush, but no flowers on it.
No flowers.
And most of us who have that type of planting want the flowers. That's why we stuck it in.
That's right.
So prune it properly, and then you can enjoy your blooms. We'll take our first break. We should say that the program brought to you by Radom & Stone & Landscape Company. They are not open on Saturdays this time of the year, but they will be open. It's probably not going to be in the too distant future the way the weather has been going lately. Ron will be back next time around, and he'll give us all those details. But you can always call down there. They're open Monday through Friday. Give Brock and the gang a call and find out what hours they are open, because this is also a very good time to plan your landscaping projects or your patio projects. Radom & Stone & Landscape, just go down 41 to B and head east a quarter mile.
Hi, this is Austin with Badger Soft Water. Our local, independent, family-owned company has been proud to serve Fond du Lac and its surrounding communities' residential and commercial needs since 1945. We've been providing top-quality, high-efficiency water softeners, iron and sulfur filters, reverse osmosis, water coolers, and salt and bottled water delivery for 75 years. Visit our Facebook page or look us up on the web or call 920-921-2670. You deserve better water. You deserve Badger Soft Water.
Hi, I'm Brock Rademan with Rademan Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Rademan's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radom & Stone & Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
And just as simple as that, we are back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radom & Stone & Landscape Company. Two master gardeners here ready to answer your questions, and the lines are open. Our suggestion always, call early in the show, because if you call late, you may not get your question answered. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450, the numbers to call. All righty.
We were talking about pruning.
Yes.
And hydrangeas are one of, if you left your hydrangea for winter interest, which I leave all my hydrangeas
Me
for
too.
Winter interest, now's the time to prune those too.
Ah, and you go how far down?
Well, it depends on the variety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, you got so many varieties, you can't generalize.
I have a Limelight, and they are very hardy, and they're also grow a lot.
They do.
Uh-huh. And so now when I cut mine down, I cut it down probably
at least
a third, if not more,
third,
sometimes a half even.
Because they get 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They get, mine gets taller than that, but
yeah,
it's in a good location. Mm-hmm. It loves
apparently.
It is. Yes. But and I leave mine up for winter, which is.
Definitely. That's half of having it.
Right. Yeah. It's not just the blooms to begin with. It's, you know, in the winter. And I cut those dead blooms off and bring them in the house. They're really pretty when you're doing vases in the wintertime for winter interest.
Nice. When we do get around to cleaning out, for lack of a better term, our planting areas, if we mulched with, let's say, hay, leave it there or rake it out so you got dirt?
I leave it. It's all organic. And if it's good hay, marsh hay, it's not going to have weed seeds in it. So anything
should be decent.
Yeah. Anything that's there is organic and...
Because it should prevent some weed growth, right?
It still will. You'll probably have to top dress it more to, you know, get it, have the same mulching properties
right.
It did. So, and...
Well, good, that just saved me a project.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's all good stuff.
I like that. Of course, half of it's still covered with snow because of some shading from the house.
Right.
But eventually, we'll have to get to those little chores. 923-1450, the lines are open. So some bushes, yay for clipping. Some bushes, if they bloom, nay for clipping now.
Yeah.
That's the key thing.
Yeah, the rule of thumb is if it blooms in the spring, you
wait till it's done
blooming. If something blooms in the fall, you can cut it in the spring.
Now's the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's some bushes that bloom mid-summer, you know, like in the middle of summer. And those, use your best judgment. If they're before June bloomers, that's still a spring bloomer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have apparently had a slew of the four-legged friends that you like so much, Patty, have totally eliminated anything
like that the wild ones.
Grew in the spireas. They're all gone. The bark's all off of the burning bushes.
Oh.
They love that.
Yes, they do. That's candy.
Oh, God, yeah. And I got bare sticks there. That might be ending up trimming that off.
Yeah,
because that's useless now.
Yeah,
but the spireas, most of the winter were nice, but all of a sudden, looked like there was a pepper factory nearby, and lo and behold, the bushes are gone. Good morning, you're on the air, and you gave up. So we'll try this line. Hello, can you hear us? That line has a problem. Call back, because that particular line has a problem lately. So
if they pruned your spireas, they did you a favor.
They did, yeah.
Well, it's down to the ground.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
it'll be back.
It'll be back.
Yeah, they grow
better.
They grow back, but I don't think the burning bushes are going to do well.
No, I'm not a fan of them because...
Well, they're going to come out this year because it seems like every year I got the same problem.
Yep.
Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question on geraniums. I have two kind of big pots. There's probably a couple, three or so plants in each pot. But anyway, the new shoots, some of them are 4 inches long already. Shall I break those all off and let them start over? They're in my basement.
Right. I do the same thing. If it's a really pretty geranium, and I just can't let them die over the winter. I'm just terrible. I bring it in the house.
I have one favorite one that I keep bringing in. I don't plant a lot of geraniums.
Yeah.
Well, I don't either anymore because my flower box now, the trees that were in the front yard get a little too big, so it doesn't get much sun anymore.
Oh.
But these I keep in front by my garage, so they do get the sun, you know? And I didn't cut them back until, oh, gosh, it must have been into January.
Yeah.
Well, and my son took them downstairs, and now they're like, oh, one actually is to 4 inches, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is only March. Them are going to get really long and gangly. Should I just snap all those shoots off?
Well, just take, don't snap them, because you'll harm the actual stem. If you have a nice, sharp bypass pruner, just prune them back to, that's way too long. Prune them back again like you would have, you did when you brought them in.
Okay.
And they'll be much happier and much, you know, you can even.
Now that's just that new shoot that's shooting out to take back, right?
Yes, but you can prune every shoot back to 4
inches.
Well,
I probably will, because otherwise they're going to get so gangly.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, by the time I can actually bring them up and get them out.
Yeah.
And they're just, and I haven't even watered them at all.
I would, if you're going to prune them, I would also water them so that they, I don't know, it's just, This is when they want to start growing, so they need that right now.
Okay. Well, I was wondering about that, because I'm looking at them, and I'm like, golly gee, they are really full of these new shoots and getting longer and longer.
If you get them in a lot of light and cool basement, they should do great.
Okay, I will move them where they will get the window light then after I prune them off.
Sure. That sounds
okay,
good.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, thank you for calling. Appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My wife put a geranium pot in the sunroom, and it was, you know, kind of dormant all winter, but now it's same thing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we've got leaves coming up all over the place, so those should be trimmed back, too, or just, they're only about 2-3 inches tall, but the leaves are starting to grow.
Yeah.
And get big.
I trim mine. Mine's not that huge pot, but I bring it in and put it in the sun room. And I cut it way back when I bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's starting to grow, and I've trimmed it off.
Okay.
Just
and then
last
when do you,
week I
when
trimmed
do you
it
stop
me too.
Trimming them then?
Well, you can trim them whenever you want.
Yeah,
they'll.
You can.
But, I mean, when do you wait until you take them outside to stop trimming them, or if you trim them off now?
You can trim them anytime.
The old stuff, she trimmed now basically all the way down last fall because it was kind of weird looking.
Well, anytime it gets a longer shoot,
you can trim
it all summer.
Okay. These are all basically about 2 inches, so it's basically starting to grow itself for the season. Just leave that stuff then because it's uniform?
If it's in a cool place and lots of sun, it'll get enough sturdiness to it.
And that's the goal, to get a hardy stem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but if you let it get real long and gangly and not enough sunlight,
then you're in trouble.
That's too weak.
Yeah. Okay. So she's doing fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. 923-1450. Lines are open. Give a shout if you have a question. So we've covered gardens, we've covered pruning, and we've gone to geraniums.
Yeah.
What else should we talk
about?
Well,
starting seeds. If people
that's right. Seed catalogs.
Yeah.
They're there.
Yeah, I got our first one this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to start your own seeds, the best thing to do is do it with fluorescent lighting, because there's never going to be enough window light that does them a lot of good. And they're going to be constantly reaching for that window. But if you have a good place to hang a fluorescent light close to the, like four
like
inches
four.
Above the soil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the best. And then as the seedlings grow, then you move it up. But that'll give you the best germination, not just germination, but the growth will be better. It won't be gangly and long and reaching.
And what type of seeds are we talking about?
Tomatoes and
your vegetables.
I don't know. And your annuals.
There's some annuals you could plant probably okay. your viney ones and
your but some of you have to look on the back of the package. It'll tell you how far in advance of actually putting them in the ground you can start them.
Okay, so you got some direction on the seed packs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Some say 6 weeks, some say 8 weeks, some say 4 weeks. You just have to, and then you gauge it, say, towards.
But even that's a,
that's well, a guess. Yeah.
Guess, too.
Yeah. I always gauge it towards, like, the 20th of May and count backwards. Okay. 6 weeks, count backwards.
Or sort of like Memorial Day-ish?
Memorial yeah. Day-ish, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And peppers should never be planted if your nighttime temperatures outside. If your nighttime temperatures drop below 50.
Really?
Yes. That'll cause them to abort any flowering. And you have to wait most of the summer to get anything.
That could be our problem in the past.
Yes.
Putting in too soon.
Yep.
Have to keep that in mind this year when it comes to planting. Of course, I'm not a big pepper fan, so if we don't plant them, it won't bother me in the least anyway.
Yeah.
There's methods maybe to my madness here, but.
I think at this time of year, people are just, I know I am, I'm just so anxious to get out there and plant something and do anything. And, you know, you really have to be cautious. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, for those of you that go and buy your vegetable plants or you're going to plant them and they'll all die out because it's too cold and you'll have to start over again.
Yeah.
So I think it's best to wait too long than to plant them too soon.
Because, well, even just the air temperature, if the soil temperature is not 65 degrees, your tomatoes won't, they'll just sit there and be dormant.
I didn't know that there was such a thing as a soil thermometer.
Oh, well.
And I think I'm going to look for one this year.
Yeah.
Melinda Myers was talking about testing your soil using a soil thermometer. Because most of your plants and your bulbs have to be above a certain, you know, the certain soil temperature, which is different from the air temperature.
Right. Way different.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, if all else fails, just get a regular, you know, air thermometer.
And stick it in the ground.
Stick it down, I don't know, 4 inches. It has to be deep enough to really know what the temperature is.
Yeah, depending on how deep you're going to plant.
Yeah.
923-1450, lines are open for you. If you have any questions? So we can plant seeds pretty quick then, basically, because, or at least thinking about it, in-house, yeah.
Right, in-house.
Usually about March 20th or
so. Let's just talk briefly. I know we've talked about this in years past. Methodology, what's the best way to, for those of us who have never started seeds inside, what, besides the light that you talked about, what's the best way to do it? I've seen people do it in egg cartons, you know, a little seed per thing. What do you recommend? Or do you get a big tray of dirt and just stick seeds in?
you can whatever you feel like doing,
anything.
Really.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, you know, germy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to have a seedless or a soilless mix that's sterilized so that you won't get damping off, because that's what can happen. There's a fungus that forms on your soil when it's cold and damp that can damp the seed. The seeds will get a fungus and die right off. If you're not using a soilless mix that's sterile, is going to prevent a lot of that problems.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. What do you put them in? What's the medium you plant them in?
Yeah.
What do you mean by a sterile soilless?
A soilless mix doesn't have all the extra microbes in it.
So if you went out and bought, I'm just asking for our viewers, if you went out and bought a bag of potting soil.
That's, you're taking a chance that you could get damping off. There's lots of, there's different brands, but there's one that's called Jiffy Mix. That's a soilless mix.
That's what I made the other night for supper. A little box of Jiffy.
Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, there you go.
But there are good soil mixes, but that don't, you know, not this Jiffy mix is really fine, and you have to actually moisten it before you put it in your containers, otherwise it's really hard.
Dusty.
Yeah, and it doesn't soak up the water as well. So anything with a more of a peat base to it is recommended.
Okay. So stay away from the dirt for seed planting.
Yes. It's the light, fluffy peat mixes are the ones that are the best.
And then read your package as far as watering goes.
Yes. I get the mix dampened up before I put it in my little... I like to use little 4-packs, but you can use little... a whole flat and just put soil in it, or egg cartons or whatever you want.
Okay.
And I dampen it first, put it in there, and then put my finger in how deep I want to put the seed, and cover it up with a little bit of dry fine mix, and cover it for spray it very lightly, and then cover it and wait till the seed emerges and make sure it's right next to the light.
Not too tough.
No. It's just
putsy.
Putsy.
Yeah. You have to have a lot of patience.
Got to have patience and time. All righty. We'll take a short break here, and we will be back. The lines are open for your calls. 923-1450, Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radom & Stone and Landscape Company. Easy to find. Head south from town. Town of Fond du Lac, of course. Down 41 is your best bet. That works for you. Head to B, County B, and then get off and head to the east about a quarter mile, and you're at Radom & Stone and Landscape Company. They are open weekdays this time of the year. You can always give them a holler.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac is the place where discovery and curiosity are brought to life through a learn-by-doing atmosphere designed to foster creativity and a passion for lifelong learning. It's a place where children and adults play, learn, and have fun together. The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac will be reopening its doors March 13th and offering free 3-month visits through their Welcome Back Pass, made possible through the Ephraimson Family Foundation, National Exchange Bank Foundation, Frank G. and Frida Botts Family Foundation, and in partnership with Above and Beyond Children's Museum of Sheboygan. This pass will be available to a limited number of residents. For more info, go to cmfdl.org. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity also includes reciprocal admission at the Above and Beyond Children's Museum, so you and your little ones can have double the fun.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac, connecting kids through a partnership of learning through play.
We can all remember a time when going out for a meal was no big deal. We did it all the time. Well, times have changed. When you do get away, you want it to be special. Nestled on the western shores of Lake Winnebago lies a true Wisconsin legend, Blank's Lake Air Supper Club. Friday and Saturday nights, Blank's offers succulent prime rib dinners with all the fixings for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Other weekly seasonal specials are posted on their Facebook page. Make it special. Blank's Lake Air Supper Club.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radom & Stone & Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Guys, are you making too many nighttime bathroom trips? For years, we've been shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to men all over the country to prove its ingredients can reduce those constant urges to pee. But there are still guys who are missing out because they don't want to swallow another tablet every day. You asked, we listened. And now there's Super Beta Prostate Advanced Chewables. All of the same prostate-supporting ingredients, now in an easy, natural berry-flavored chewable. And yes, it's still free. No strings attached. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-494-6522. Don't be fooled by other formulas. Super Beta Prostate is urologist-recommended, and a best-selling brand at Walmart. Be one of the first to try a 30-day supply of our new chewables, free, and reduce the urges to pee. Call 1-800-494-6522. 1-800-494-6522. 1-800-494-6522.
And just that simply, we are back. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. The numbers. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Master Gardeners Patty and Joe are here, and the lines are open. If you have any questions, now would be a real good time to call, because this is the last segment of the show. Is it? No, we got one more break coming. Yeah, we got another break coming.
Oh, well.
It's almost the last. It's second last segment of the show.
Okay.
Anyhow, we were talking a little bit off air, and the question I was going to ask, we were talking about planting seeds. And I guess the question that those of us who haven't done it in the past, are there good seeds versus better seeds? Or you just go to wherever you see packets of seeds sold and bought them and hope and pray? Or what are your thoughts?
Most seeds are just basic seeds. They're developed in who knows where some of them are developed. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there is a thing about getting some that are developed in your region, but I think major types of seeds like tomatoes and things like that, I don't know that it makes that much difference.
Okay, because I know we've talked in the past about if you're buying plants, buy plants
right.
locally, because rather than importing them from Kentucky or Florida or whatever,
yeah.
I was wondering if it affected seeds as well. But apparently a seed is a seed is a seed if it grows.
Yeah, and local seed sources you don't know if they're all developing right there in that local area either, because mm-hmm. some of that stuff is a little more rare or exotic or whatever you want to say. And do they have fields and fields of places where they grow things and collect their own seeds? I don't know. Some places do, but I don't know if all of them do.
Okay.
And for those of you that are not into starting from seed, you can come to our plant sale.
Yes.
Where other master gardeners who enjoy doing that, and I'm not one of them.
You're not very seedy.
I'm not seedy. No, I'm not that putzy. I don't have the place to do it to begin with. I don't have the light to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And like Patty had said before, you know, well, you got this packet of seeds and maybe you only want four plants.
Yeah.
And there's about 400 seeds in a packet.
Right, right.
Depending on what you get.
Right.
So come to the plant sale.
Yeah.
Much easier.
Yeah.
Much easier.
And it's, you know, you can't start perennials from seeds that easily. So
mm-hmm. Right.
We are planning to have some from local nurseries that are good, healthy perennials that they let us pick up and have use of for our plant sale.
Very well done. Looking forward to it. And you will keep us posted.
Yes,
of course.
Definitely.
Naturally. All righty. 923-1450. Lines are open for you. I know Ron would talk a little bit about tree pruning today, but I think maybe we'll leave that for him, because we've got trees running sap now, and this probably is not a good time for trimming sappy trees, I would think.
No, it's okay,
except for
oaks. When it gets 50 degrees, you have to watch out about oaks. If you have to prune an oak, you need to paint the cut part immediately, if it's above 50.
And we're... there are several of these days coming
up. Yeah.
Well, the city's been around pruning trees.
Okay. And cutting some down
and
yet. Obviously, there's still a few must-be ash trees that they're still working on.
There's a lot. We've got some marked in our neighborhood now to come down yet.
I saw them down the block from my place yesterday. They were hacking down another tree. And it's unfortunate, because we've lost a lot of nice-looking trees to those bugs.
Yep. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's so reminiscent of a few decades ago with Dutch elm.
The Dutch elm disease.
How many neighborhoods and how many cities relied on the,
oh, yeah.
the canopies of elm trees
yes.
providing shade for the streets, the homes. Then all of a sudden you had a naked street.
Yes. Yes.
And I think 9th Street comes to mind in town here.
That's a very good segue into saying that you should have diversity. You shouldn't plant when they had all elms and they all died. Then they went to all ash. Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to have diversity, and for that to not happen again.
Because you never know what kind of bug is going to emerge.
Yes. Right.
We have more, it seems like you read more and more reports of invasive species, not only bugs, but others and mm-hmm. snakes and animals. And it's
yeah.
obviously things that our native plants aren't prepared for,
yeah.
and that's why they suffer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had Dutch elm, Asian beetles, emerald ash borers, probably from Ireland because of the emerald.
Jeez. Well,
the Emerald Isle.
It's easy for all that stuff to get here because of all the commerce and
right.
everything that happens.
Right.
And
I mean, it's probably not preventable.
Fact
because
of life, yeah.
The more world trade there is, the more mm-hmm. opportunity there is.
Mm-hmm.
Read a story yesterday morning about a Amazonian fish that they found in a river down south that washed up on the shore in Florida, Cape Coral. A 10-foot-long fish.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think some of it might have to do with climate changing, getting warmer. Species are moving farther north that we've not seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like...
I'm surprised, and I would imagine the day is not too far away when we'll have something like fire ants moving further north.
Oh, please!
I hope
no.
never.
And those killer wasps or whatever.
Killer bees.
The murder wasps.
Murder wasps
and
killer bees.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we don't need those around here.
Heck no.
All right, we're going to take one more break here. Lines are open for the final segment. A few minutes left after the break. 923-1450. Landscape Smart brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Just a couple miles south of town, head down 41 to County Highway B. Exit there. Head to the east about a quarter mile. Look to your left and... hey, that's where Radiam and Stone and Landscape is. Not open on Saturday, but open Monday through Friday. Saturdays are coming, though. Be right back.
Living in the country shouldn't mean you can't have great internet access, and it shouldn't mean having to download your stuff when everyone else is asleep. Bug Tussle Wireless has been serving rural Wisconsin since 2003. Still no data caps and no contracts. Bug Tussle Wireless is also an authorized agent of AT&T, DirecTV, and FirstNet products. To get started today, go to BugTussleWireless.com. Be sure to mention this ad for extra savings.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiam and Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All righty, we are back. The final couple of minutes of this week's edition of Landscape Smart. And we're only a couple weeks away, maybe 3, maybe 4 weeks from the actual beginning of the regular season of Landscape Smart.
Yep.
Keep listening. We'll let you know when it's coming around. It's not that far away. 923-1450. We got a quick question here. Good morning. You're not on the air because you hung up. This line, I bet, doesn't work. And if you hear me, you'll have to call back. Are you there? Nope. That line has a problem. We got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
So if you got a question, give a quick call because we're running out of time here. 923-1450. While we're waiting for that call to come in, we mentioned something that really people should know about, zones.
Yes.
When we're talking about buying plants or whatever, you need to be zone specific. What zone are we in?
We're in 4B.
Yes. So anything that says 5, which are lots of beautiful things in the nurseries.
Around here, even.
Yes.
Just because it's in a nursery around here doesn't mean you should buy it.
If it's a protected area, a 5
will work.
Will
possibly work.
Yeah.
As an annual.
No. If it's protected, you can grow 5s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But some do better than others, and some... If it costs a lot of money, it might be an annual. So, you know.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind.
So 4B is what you're looking for. Any higher number?
If you just look.
Higher numbers are further south.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, you got a question?
Yes. Do the ladies fertilize hydrangeas?
Yes, I do, but it's not, you know, just your normal garden fertilizer. Any of that stuff that you use to make them blue, I don't promote that because there's only a few types of hydrangeas that you can make blue, and those are the Endless Summer and maybe a couple other varieties that don't do well in Wisconsin as good as the other normal standby ones.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thanks for the call. And when would you be doing that?
Right when you start fertilizing and the growth is starting.
Okay. Yeah. So as soon as they start up, then that's a good time.
Yeah.
And how often do you need to fertilize garden plants? Not veggies, but...
If I do a good mulching every year, I only fertilize maybe once or twice just to get them a good start. But
my perennials, I don't fertilize.
No,
I don't
not
fertilize
really.
My hydrangeas either.
Sometimes the more nitrogen you give perennials, and that the more growth they get and the less flowering. So,
alrighty, with that sound in mind, it's that time, ladies. Thank you so much for the information. Covered a lot of topics today and a lot of good information.
We did,
And our thanks to Patty and our thanks to Joe. Next time around, it'll
You're
be the
welcome.
Real year.
It'll be spring. And
we'll have lots
time.
More information on our plant sale.
Alrighty, that sounds good. And Ron will be back as well. Landscape Smart brought to you by Radom & Stone and Landscape Company. A couple miles south of town, down 41, County Trunk B. Get off there and head to the east, about a quarter mile. They'll be on the north side of B, left side of the street. And they're not open on Saturdays this time of the year, but Monday through Friday they are. Thanks for joining us on News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac. KFIZ News Time, 9 o'clock. Jerry Schneider's up.